Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your host, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y 644478 at keen.com for readings. The call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. A little bit of cosmic weather. The moon is in Aries. Avoid being headstrong. It'll just create a long, lengthy karma thing. And this moon placement creates feelings of anxiousness, along with a Jupiter aspect, which could be creating anxious feelings about money or the tendency to overspend. Guilty of both. Prayed about it today. The sun squares Neptune, so secrets are being revealed, and so this is a good day for reading. And the moon trines Venus, which will create a shift in relationships. And Venus and Uranus are in a very creative connection, so changes are coming up in relationships. Surprise, some of you waiting could see some action now. And Mercury encourages us to open communication with courage, to be totally honest with that person, and things will change for the better. And our health tip for today is from bottomlinesecrets.com, and I want to talk about strawberries. You know, a lot of people in the summer do hiking, and they experience vertigo, and some people experience vertigo too. And ginkgo biloba is a good remedy for that, but strawberries has a solution too, you know, because sometimes when you feel dizzy but not at the point of feeling faint, it may be related to the body's energy flow, something that often is ignored. Not so in Chinese medical circles, where the concept of yin and yang energy is a basis for treating ailments both common and uncommon. Strawberries, say Chinese medicine practitioners, can help relieve or heal head-off dizzy spells. This is because of the fruit's impact on the body's energy flow. They believe not necessarily because of the vitamins or complex carbohydrates in this fruit, and it has a lot to offer there. If yin can be thought of as oil that keeps a car engine cool and running smoothly, yang can be thought of as the gas that fuels the engine. Strawberries, it is said, addresses the body's shortage of yang energy. So pack a quart carefully of strawberries in your backpack if you're going to hike high altitude. And strawberries are a very good fruit. They are high in vitamins. Father God, we come to you right now, and we know that you're a gracious God, that you are full of grace, and that you love us, and we ask to let be known what needs to be known. And today's show is about, amen, today's show is about the real you. And the real you is your spirit. Your human body and self has a lot to do with life's processes and your karma and your genes and your propensities. And so today's scripture is taken from Genesis chapter 3. The serpent engaged conversation with Eve, and in that conversation, he introduces questioning. Did God say? And that's in verse 4. And after Eve's statement, he said that to her after she stated what they could eat and what God said. And then the serpent tells Eve, "You shall not surely die." Then he tempted her with an identity of being like God, since she was already like God. They were pure and perfect. Then so always when you're hearing something, there'll be a little truth in it. So next came the little truth, he knowing good and evil. So suggestions have a lot of truth to them, or somewhere in there they'll have truth. In verse 7, awareness of, they became aware that they were naked. And then verse 8, they feared God. They heard him in the garden. So we're born with good and evil in us because it goes all the way back to them. So the first two emotions that formed was fear and shame. And we have strong tendencies to fear and also the shame thing. We can't forgive ourselves of things of the past, and we must learn to do that. We must allow the works of Jesus to redeem us. And he can redeem us from fear and shame, and allowing us to boldly come before the throne of God and throne of grace and receive God's unmerited favor. That's what grace is. He gives it to you even when you're at your ugliest. He loves you when you're deep in your sin. He loves you. Most of the problems of today is a misconception of God. God is a good God. In the first three Psalms, it says God is a God of pleasure. He wants us to enjoy life. And he doesn't want us stuck in these modes of fear and feeling bad and about ourselves. And with God's unmerited favor, we have to do our part, and our part is renewing our mind, and that's when you'll really discover the real you. And if you will do that, your spirit will become stronger. We feed the body, we fuel it, like we were talking about gas in a car, that keeps us going. But we have to feed our spirit, and that's what this program's about. That's why we come together, and then we ask for revelation from the Spirit. And Adam and Eve were pure and perfect, and he challenged our identities. And he challenged their identities, and he challenges our identities in Christ. If you're a born-again Christian, he does not want you to believe that you have authority over him. He doesn't want you to believe that you can succeed. He didn't want you he attacks you with the spirit of infirmity, bodies. And some of that has to do with body karma, but we can always figure that out in numerology. The disciples asked Jesus what was the sign of his coming again. His response was, "Do not be deceived." Well, again, I'm speaking in that which's in front of our eyes, especially on Fox News. It has been revealed to us that we have been under a deception, and, of course, we meet deceptive people in our life. Deception is out there, and all the deception that's taking place in the government, and looking at the weaknesses of others, sexual scandals, greed, power plays, etc. So again, my dear ones, Jesus is coming soon, and we are in the times of the last days. The very best you can do for yourself is gather with us, renew your mind, and in all things prayer with thanksgiving and supplication. Let your needs be known to God. Okay, let's take some calls here.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
It's me, Linda. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
Linda. First,
hi.
Thank everybody for all your prayers and know that they were answered. And I'm very blessed to have you in my life, all of you, including you, Miss Pianet.
Thank you.
And and I'm just getting through everything. I'm getting spiritually stronger, what we're talking about today. I can feel the spirit making decisions for me. I'm not sure where I'm going. Like you said, I have indecision, which you know about. And I run into a lot of jealousy because of other people, like in my faith. And I'm staying with a woman in my church, and she's like so jealous of me. And like, why are people so jealous of something that they can have too? You know? Simplify
exactly.
Your life. And
that baffles me too. You know, when I was being a chaplain in prison, I walked by the TV room, and all these inmates were, you know, shouting obscenities and negativity and all the stuff at these people that were successful. First thought come to my mind, they'll never be successful. Now, wait a minute, don't judge. And I told them, well, you know what, if you do what they did, you might have what they have.
Mm, yeah, but I can't say that to people. I would just like to know a little bit more. Like, you know, I'm getting to a new chapter in my life, and God is leading me a new way. And
your first card is a death card, and that doesn't mean physical death. It means the end of an era, end of your situation as it is, and the beginning of a new situation. And it's crossed by the Five of Wands, which is, the Five of Wands is an emotional time. That's going to end too. These are both, you know, they're a little bit in the present line, but it's going to end. And the biggest thing is, you know, walking in faith and not by sight, not what things look like or feel like. And expect supernatural intervention. Like you said, the spirit is meditate on that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. And that means the ability, don't worry, because worry is like a rocking chair, gives you lots of action, but it takes you nowhere. And it's the opposite of faith. Faith is believing that God will, not will he. He just that, knowing that he has got a plan for this. And we get all caught up in timing. That's the big issue in readings and everything else. But it changes this month. You're going to be celebrating life here very soon. Good news is crossing it. And you did have to observe some suffering, and part of a realization of what, you know, we have curses under our own family. Look what Joseph's brothers did to him. Cleopatra killed her brother for the throne. I mean, there's generational curses that come on families. And some people, and it started out with jealousy. Joseph's brothers were jealous of him. Cain was jealous of Abel.
I know where mine comes from. And you tell me if I'm right. The firstborn girl in my family is always going to go through suffering. And I get this from my father's side. It's my grandmother. And before that. Am I right? Because I felt this in my life. Is it true?
Well, you have the firstborn is supposed to be, and actually, when you go to codependency classes, they go through the line of birth order, and the firstborn is considered the one that wants to be in charge, and usually was put in charge. So they have a desire to kind of take over and want to do what they feel inside, and that is to help their family members. But then, you know, like again, we were talking about generational curses. There are some, the scripture says that your worst problems sometimes can be under your own roof, your own kin.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, thank you, and God bless you all. And again,
you
I
too.
Just
and
love,
don't lose hope.
I
don't
love
lose faith. Things are going to start getting real good real quick. Okay?
Thank you, quick. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye. God bless. Okay. Okay, let's go here. Another call, please. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Hi, I was able to call in. So happy.
Good. Okay, let's take a look at you.
Yeah, we'll do a general, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the angel tarot today.
Okay.
And remember those aspects. Well, that's good. I mean, we got some good change. First card says your luck's changing for the better.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're going to release some burdens. It's been a very emotional time for you, but you've got an emotional change and coming around relationship, okay? All right, two aspects of your life, relationship and career, and it's a very powerful change now coming, very powerful change. And I got two in the present line. That could be 2 hours, 2 days, no more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
Let's take
for
that 2 hours thing.
For yes.
At least 2 day thing probably, but I mean, it really could be 2 hours. I've seen it happen. And then your last card says a personal victory, and every one of your cards indicate that everything's changing, and it's a powerful change. And like I said today, in the cosmic weather, you know, people who've been waiting, surprise.
Yes, it's been a long wait. It really has. You get to the point where you just start to feel discouraged and just give up, like it's never going to happen.
Oh,
but
that's what the enemy wants.
That's what the enemy
wants us to do. Never give up. Never.
Is the two that we need to, when we get in trouble, we
need to talk back to the devil just like Jesus did. We need to speak the word over ourselves. We need to believe in that. It's strong. It's stronger than a double-edged sword, and it will change things quickly. And it'll work if you work it. Bishop T.D. Jakes coined that phrase. The word will work if you work it, and it really does. And at first, you're going to meet with opposition. The scripture tells us that whatever we pray for, the devil immediately starts a disillusionment package. You know, so we have
to
realize that.
Is the two that you see for both the relationship and the career?
Yes, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful because we've been praying for that.
Yes, we have.
And thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and it's coming. Okay. But I've just cut again to look real quick. Yeah, it says the negative pattern that you've been in and the long wait and the feeling at a loss is ending, and you have security coming up. One in your career and one in relationship.
Okay, excellent.
Boom.
That's
great.
Very good. Very good.
And a spirit. Now remember, a spirit of expectation, believing and expecting something good, is the breeding ground for miracles. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Listen to that tape and get strong.
I will, over and over again.
Yeah, we're all
okay.
Troubled with, you know. We're in this world, we're going to have trouble, and we have to get in and stand up to it and speak positive affirmations over ourselves. I speak the word, and it changes, and it's changing right now, and I'm grateful.
Yeah.
You do that, dear.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll talk to you
later. You're welcome.
God
bless.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's take another call here. Right. Sorry about this. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Let's
okay,
take a look at you.
Okay, good. Yes, thank you.
Your first card is Temperance. It's the Archangel Michael, which when he's around, he's getting rid of some stuff. You know, he's like portrayed, you know, pouring water back and forth. You know, like when you do go camping, the rushing part of water is the water you want to try to collect to drink because that's going to be the cleanest. So this motion, back and forth motion, means you're cleaning out. You're cleaning out some. He's helping you to clean out some things, and money's a big issue, but it's crossed by balance, meaning that you're going to balance, and you got something to celebrate real soon, and it's in the present line. It's three. Now that's 3 hours, 3 days, you know, or 3 weeks at the most, and it is in the present line. Now it shows that you will balance out this physical suffering that you're going through right now. It's all going to change, too, when you're happier. You know, when you're around more people and more social things within the family, and being able to get all that love and not as much, there's no fear here. I mean, you've learned your lesson. You know, you have to manage a little before you can manage a lot. You've done a good job managing a little. Pat yourself on the
Thank
back,
you.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless you, too.
Okay,
A lot to
you.
Look forward to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's
Hi.
Kim. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Feeling
good,
real good.
I guess just... Well,
all right, let's look
tell
at
me
you.
What you got for me, good or bad.
I thought
Hopefully
about you
good.
When I saw that cosmic weather and several other people that have been waiting a long time. I thought about all of you. Surprise, it's even in the stars. Now things are going to happen, so there you go. Double portion
good.
Here, two people. We're in agreement.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've got the first card is the Five of Wands, which is an emotional battle, and it's in the relationship section, and it went negative, and you know, sometimes when we get emotionally driven over money or over anything like, and we'll impulsively do something. It's like watching TV and you see this exercise machine says it's going to take the fat off in 30 days, right? 14 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And we get emotionally driven and it usually collects dust or it's a clothes thing, you know?
Exactly.
So we get emotionally and we make emotional decisions. And that's what he did. And it was over money. It was over the cost of everything. And he's talked to other people, but... You're coming up the Empress. The Empress in the tarot is the woman that a man feels like is the best, and he usually marries her. He pampers her. So he's thinking about, yeah, he did get negative about this money, but I have the bribery card, so get ready to get bribed. I love that card. You don't... As my best friend would say, don't threaten me with a good time, right?
Right.
Yeah, I love this card.
That.
I mean, and so, you should like it too. It looks like fun to me. So it looks like he's going to try to bribe you a little bit. And bet him, it'll help ease his conscience.
Right.
It's going to be fun.
Okay, good.
It's going to be fun. And remember what I said, that surprise in the cosmic weather. People are coming back into your life. But you must make up your mind, if you really want it to work, is you got truly, with where Mercury is right now, you need to open communication and just be totally, have the courage to be totally, brutally honest about everything.
Okay.
Tell him you get
Do you
scared
think
when he acts
soon?
Like that. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Surprise.
Nice.
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Oh, good. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
You too. We all love you.
God
Thank
bless.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. So, you know, that's really important, and if you're going to renew a relationship, and remember, this is the theme for 2018. Broken relationships that were meant for whatever reason, whatever emotional insecurity or whatever cause, you're going to have to be totally brutally honest if you want that relationship to heal on the right perspective. You just can't, you know... be afraid to say things, and, you know, that's that fear thing again. And we need to find scriptures that relate to your fear or whatever the problem is or the issue, like Psalm 91:4. I like this one for fear. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection. So in supplication, you would say to God, I'm in a bad situation, Father, but your word says you will cover me with your feathers and shelter me and be faithful with your promises. That's how you, and armor me against my enemies. That's how you use supplication. You just give it, and he's ready to perform his word. He's right there ready to do something about it. I want to speak about something that's been troubling me, which has a lot to do with this Neptune stuff that's going on. It brought to my remembrance, and I want to talk to my California constituents, friends and clients, everybody that's related to me on Keen and on Spiritual Perceptions. The recent eruption of the volcano in Hawaii brought to my remembrance of Edgar Cayce's prediction. And his prediction was that there would be volcanic eruption prior to the big one, which was called back in the day back in the 60s in California. And people talk about the San Andreas Fault that runs most of the length of California, and how even back then seismologists were predicting the big one, as they called it, and it would shake the state at any time and dislodge the edge of it into the Pacific Ocean. So recently, though, it's been coming out that there's a worse prediction, that the Cascadia Fault, which runs north of the San Andreas, 700 miles through the Pacific Northwest, from Cape Mendocino, California, to Vancouver. This fault is getting more and more precarious because of an ocean plate 80 miles out to sea and 10,000 feet below the surface keeps slipping, and it slips further and further beneath the continental plate that isn't giving way. And this continental plate will one day buckle and cause an earthquake that will be devastation. So I want to speak to everybody that understands Jesus' saving grace. It's vital for all believers that we pray. But, you know, some things were predicted even in Scripture, and the troublous times would come in the last days. There would be earthquakes, and there would be these problematic, unstable weather conditions, which we've been experiencing. So I'm asking you for everyone to pray. I live in California. My children and grandchildren are in California. Not all of them, but the majority of them. And I wish everyone to pray. And I know that we can trust God, that he will not allow anything to happen in this earth without first consulting his prophets. So just pray about it, and right now is a good time to reveal secrets, so it would be a real good time. And so I'm asking everybody to pray. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicki. Sorry.
Hi.
Voice is still gone.
Yeah, it is.
Can you hear me okay?
Bless your heart. I need you to... when you meditate and pray, see a blue ray coming into your throat chakra and shooting up. That blue is a color of power for healing. And you may need a little help. Have you seen the doctor?
No, not yet. I did earlier. It wasn't strapped, so it's just spiral. So if it's not better by Sunday, I'll probably have to go see a doctor.
Drink some lemon water. I know you're gargling and all that, but drink some lemon water before you go to bed at night. And it'll flush. Lemon water. Okay, the first card shows the five of discs, or the five of coins, five of pentacles. That's a depressing time. And you've been going through that, so it's obviously stress brings the immunity system down, and then you can catch things like this. But you are, you know, going to see a change. Money's difficult right now, but I have the Ten of Pentacles, which is money coming in. It can come from various ways, even winning, inheritance, it's money, and it, but it's looking, it's in the near future, which it's not here in the present mind. So there is a change coming to the present, and you will be victorious over this and over this problem that you're experiencing. And the last card is a good man, a really good man, and it's, this is, you know, what they say, matches made in heaven. This is a really, really good man.
Yeah. No, Calvin reached out to me yesterday, and I just basically told him. And then he tells me he blocked me. And I said, okay, no problem. And he have to unblock me. So I was like, I thought that was weird. Then I realized he did it again. I didn't get mad. I'm like,
well, you know, we all have various soulmates in life. He was a soulmate. And soulmates don't, mm-hmm. they come in and out. And it's like he doesn't understand why this ends up that you tell each other goodbye. He just doesn't understand why it keeps, the whole cycle keeps happening. And you know, you're very attracted. You have the lover's card. You're very attracted to each other. But you, it's destructive. You end up, you have two different lifestyles. There's a physical mm-hmm. connection, but there's not a spiritual connection. And it's, you know, combative on one form or another. But your last card says you have a very healthy relationship coming now, in the very near future, this summer.
Okay.
Well, God bless
okay,
you, and thank you for participating. We will pray for your healing, but I want you to receive your healing. You know, go to the cross, go behind the cross, look at the stripes on Jesus' back, and He's not on that cross anymore, but we go back in time long enough to remember that we get healed by looking at those stripes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Thank you. Okay. I want to talk about things that you know could cause anxiousness, like this whole thing I dreamed about, Edgar Cayce, and then receive this information about this plate not giving. And so what we wanted to do is when you see something like that could stimulate worry or anxiousness, that's a signal to pray. And that's why I've asked everybody to pray. And when your mind's telling you to worry, your spirit's telling you to pray. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done for you, and you will experience His peace. So I'm going to hold on to that scripture and know that God's peace is going to be, He, like I said, He won't do anything, allow anything in this earth that He won't first reveal to His prophets or prophetess. There's no such thing as male or female in the spirit. They're all one. So we need to realize that worrying about anything doesn't add to our life at all. Actually, it's taking from our life. It stimulates stress, and stress definitely takes from our life. So we need to stop letting it happen. We need to recognize that it is worry is as a disease. Just look at it as something that's really going to hurt you, and to become healed from it today. And when worry comes to our mind, listen to our spirit and pray. And if something's really confusing, then you seek counsel. That's when you go to your pastor, you go to your spiritual advisor, and see what God can say to you. And God loves us, and He cares for us, and He's going to be close to us, and he does give warnings. So let's pray for his spirit to reveal to us the truth for our lives. Father, we thank you for everyone that participated in this program today. And I pray for each and every caller, each and every listener, and the listeners in the future, that they will come to know Jesus, and Jesus will give them the born-again experience, and that they can experience their life in abundance by listening to their spirit. And we praise you for all your revelations. We praise you for your grace, your word, your love for us. And I ask that you help these people that are forming the right relationships to be honest with each other, and your blessings on them. We ask for your spirit to be upon our money, upon our health, and everything related to us, in Jesus' name. Okay, I'll let you know when the next show is going to air in next month. Here we are. We're going into summer. It'll be July. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for your participation with Spiritual Perceptions. Till next time. Bye.